On this week's Press Pass, we speak with Charlotte Keith of Investigative Post, who has been scrutinizing elements of Governor Cuomo's Buffalo Billion Economic Development Program. Today, she offers details at a quote-unquote smaller piece of that massive spending plan in which $4.5 million of state money was invested.
To create this training program in visual effects at Damon College, sort of this kind of special effects you see in so many movies and TV shows nowadays. And the idea was that the college would partner with this new company, Empire Visual Effects, and people who completed the training program could go straight into jobs at this company.
What have been the results?
Of the more than 50 people who've completed the program, only 6 currently work full-time for the company. Mm-hmm. And the company has pledged to create 150 jobs by 2019, but it currently has just 12 full-time employees. So from a job creation standpoint, things haven't been going very well.
And that has been a recurring criticism to the lofty economic development plans for Western New York. The jobs created to this point are not living up to promises. The partnership between Damon and Empire Visual Effects was first announced over 3 years ago in July of 2013. Critics are circling, in some cases, questioning the wisdom displayed by planners.
Well, when I asked economic development experts what they made of this, a lot of people said it's just very risky and difficult to try to create an industry from scratch. A lot of economic development thinking says you should play to your strengths, and certainly some of the state's policy is geared towards that. But a lot of what we're seeing with some of these Buffalo Billion projects and other economic development efforts across upstate is sort of trying to build industries where none currently exist. And there's a sort of comparable project in Syracuse, which is designed to be a film hub using nanotechnology for post-production. That's been sitting empty for a while and has had sort of similar struggles because Syracuse doesn't really have a post-production industry and it's just difficult to build something like that from scratch.
Going back to the program and the people who bought into this, the students who decided to get involved in it, I mean, what kind of buyer's remorse are they having?
I would say a lot of people I spoke to had pretty severe cases of buyer's remorse. I think a lot of them feel misled and let down, even kind of betrayed, because some people said that at the time it didn't seem too good to be true. You had the state and Damon College and the mayor of Buffalo. Had a lot of people saying that this was going to happen, and there was a lot of excitement and energy around it, and it didn't seem implausible because there was this industry partnership with this new company who had pledged to create all these jobs. So even though, in some ways looking back, it's easy to say, oh, well, it was too good to be true. I think for a lot of people at the time, it just seemed like a very exciting chance to learn a new skill and get a new job.
And then I guess finally, the people who paid the tuition and, of course, have now spent that tuition, perhaps. They have college loans now that they're paying back and no job to show for it. They obviously are paying a price, but is anybody else paying any kind of price for this? I guess we can, maybe it's too soon to call it a mistake, but it most certainly looks like it at this point.
Well, the company's funding is contingent on job creation. So if they don't create all of those jobs they've promised, they won't get the full amount that they could receive. Damon's funding was delivered up front, and so that money has, gone out the door, and I don't think there's a way to get it back. Certainly, I think a lot of people feel they've been sort of financially disadvantaged by this, as well because, it wasn't a full degree program, so there weren't, traditional student loans available or financial aid. And so a lot of people dipped into their savings or took out private loans. And then again, remember, people who may have had to stop working to do the courses or who put other jobs on hold to try to work part-time with this company. A lot of people said one reason they eventually walked away from the company altogether is that the work they were getting simply wasn't enough to get by. They would work a couple of hours here, a couple of hours there, and then hear nothing for months. And so financially, that's just not really viable.
Charlotte Keith of Investigative Post, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.